This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, let's work our way down the banking size chart for a bit, because the last time we, and by we, I mean the banking system, found ourselves here almost 2 months ago now, there was a whole lot of justified concern about what the whole thing would mean for smaller banks. Depositors pulled more than $100 billion out of small banks in the week after SVB collapsed, and no small chunk of that money went to bigger banks on the theory that with size comes safety. So, what do you suppose is in the wind this go-round? Marketplace's Kimberly Adams made some calls.
Many of what we call small banks aren't really all that small. Even once you get below the nation's top 25 banks, smaller ones can still have billions of dollars in deposits. But among the truly small local banks, the vibe today was no big deal. Ann Balser is with the Independent Community Bankers Association of America.
One of the phrases that I saw trending on Twitter for our community banks was another normal day on Main Street.
Reaction at the local level, in most places, was pretty muted. Mark Mangano is president and CEO of the West Virginia Bankers Association.
I think the initial shock came 7 weeks ago, and I don't anticipate that this is going to create any great heartburn for the West Virginia banking industry.
Part of the chill reaction is that banks have spent the last month reassuring their customers. William Chittenden teaches finance at Texas State University.
They were reaching out to those customers saying, look, we're not an SVB. We're not a Signature. And my guess today, they're having those same types of calls of, we're not First Republic. And here's why we're different.
Messaging to customers that they are more diversified and risk averse than the banks in the headlines. Rose Oswald Poles is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Bankers Association. She says they did see some deposit outflows back when SVB collapsed, but only like 1 or 2%.
And a lot of those deposits have actually come back to our member banks.
Banks that are out there again today telling customers that despite the bank failures on Wall Street, the banks at home are fine. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.